day 22 of our 33-day consecration to Saint Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. Today we'll be going over the mirror of patience. But first, let us open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and loving Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our gifts. Thank you for all the talents that you have given to all of us, and thank you for everything that we are. We owe everything to you, and we bring everything to your name and your glory. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for these 22 days now that we are reviewing, learning, and growing closer to our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. We ask that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we continue on this journey to our total consecration. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, day 22, the mirror of patience. The mirror of patience, pray for us. This flower of Israel, Saint Joseph, had the faith of Abraham, the piety of David his ancestor, the wisdom of the prophets, a patience more heroic than that of Job and of Tobias, and a zeal greater than that of Elijah for the glory of God. Blessed Gabriel Allegra. Patience is a virtue that many people find hard to practice. Remaining peaceful and calm can be very challenging when you find yourself in a situation that is completely out of your control. Indeed, there are countless things in life that will test your patience. In modern times, advances in technology have put almost everything in life at our fingertips. Our meals, our entertainment, music, and contacts are instantly available to us. With this capability, it can be very difficult to wait and acquire the virtue of patience. If you want to be like Saint Joseph, however, you must learn patience. Blessed are those who wait on the Lord. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Saint Joseph is a model of patience. Life was not easy for Saint Joseph. His mission required a lot of waiting. If Saint Joseph did not accompany Mary on her journey to Elizabeth's house, he had to wait 3 long months to see his wife again. When Saint Joseph observed that his wife was pregnant, he had to wait for the Lord to reveal what he wanted him to do in response to this wondrous pregnancy. Such trials of patience must have been extremely challenging for Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph used them as an opportunity to grow in patience and holiness. He mastered every opportunity. Saint Joseph exhibited heroic patience in Egypt, taking his wife and newborn child to a country with a different language, culture, religion, and currency must have filled his heart with anxiety. Finding work in Egypt and providing food and shelter for his family could not have been easy. What husband and father would not be in a constant state of anxiety in such a situation? He had no idea how long he would have to stay in Egypt. Yet, in every situation, Saint Joseph was always peaceful, kind, calm, and abandoned to divine providence. Exercising patience does not mean that a person will be free of the anxieties of life. When Mary and Joseph lost Jesus for 3 days in Jerusalem, we are told that they searched for their beloved son with great anxiety. See Luke chapter 2, verse 48. They were greatly concerned, but had boundless confidence in divine providence. Saint Joseph will increase your patience. You too are going to experience many trials in life, trials that will test your love and your patience. Whether you like it or not, your patience is going to be tried. Hardly a day will go by in which you will not be given the opportunity to acquire patience. God allows such trials because He wants us to grow in virtue. A concrete area in your life where you can exercise the virtue of patience is by being merciful to others, especially when you know their faults. Saint Joseph lived with two perfect people, but he must have frequently encountered unpleasant and difficult people, employers, co-workers, tax collectors, politicians, etc. You, too, will experience unpleasant people in life. In such instances, imitate the patience of Saint Joseph. Ask God for the grace to love your neighbor. Be kind, peaceful, and merciful. In the workplace, offer forgiveness for offenses. On the highway, be patient and courteous. With difficult family members and friends, be pleasant and merciful. Exercising patience and mercy always brings about good. The lovingly patient and merciful person is always victorious in this life or the next. He, Saint Joseph, was always imperturbable, even in adversities. Let us model ourselves after this sublime example, and let us learn to remain peaceful and tranquil in all of life's circumstances. Saint Joseph Morello. The Roman Canon. Saint Pope John the 23rd, who had a great devotion to Saint Joseph, directed that Saint Joseph's name be inserted in the Roman Canon of Mass, which is the perpetual memorial of redemption, after the name of Mary and before the apostles, popes, and martyrs. Saint John Paul II. Saint Joseph's name was inserted in the Roman Canon in Mass. What does that mean? Is Saint Joseph a weapon? Well, yes, Saint Joseph is an extremely powerful weapon for Christianity. But what Saint John Paul II is referring to is the Roman Canon, not a Roman canon. What's the Roman canon, you wonder? The Roman canon is the ancient Eucharistic prayer used by the priest at Mass. For centuries, there was only one Eucharistic prayer in the Roman Rite. After the Second Vatican Council, 1962 to 1965, the Church started to use four Eucharistic prayers, with Eucharistic prayer 1 retaining the name of Roman Canon. It was into the Roman Canon, Eucharistic Prayer 1, that Saint Pope John the 23rd inserted the name of Saint Joseph. To be honest, it's hard to believe that Saint Joseph's name did not appear in the prayers of the Mass until the 20th century. Saint Joseph is, indeed, the mirror of patience. Nevertheless, the manner in which St. Joseph's name came to be included in the Mass is very inspiring. Here's the story. In 1958, a bishop with a great devotion to St. Joseph was elected to the papacy, Angelo Roncalli. He loved St. Joseph so much that he had contemplated taking the papal name Joseph, Pope Joseph. Out of respect for his earthly father, however, he decided to take the name John. Since there had already been many previous popes named John, he was known as John the 23rd. In 1962, Pope John the 23rd opened the Second Vatican Council, entrusting the entire endeavor to Saint Joseph. On November 10th, 1962, at one of the sessions of the council, the bishop named Petar Kuehl offered a presentation on St. Joseph to the other bishops. In his lengthy presentation, Bishop Kuehl requested that the name of Joseph be included in the canon of the Mass, the Roman canon. Unfortunately, Bishop Kuehl was not well known, and due to his long, repetitious presentation, as well as his nervousness and inability to articulate things well, many of the cardinals and bishops at the presentation began to murmur and ridicule him for his pious and lengthy speech. At one point, the moderator of the session requested that Bishop Kuehl end his eloquent and holy sermon about St. Joseph. The moderator's belittling words caused many of the cardinals and bishops to laugh, resulting in Bishop Kuehl's shuffling his aged body back to his seat, seemingly defeated. Listening in on the speech via closed-circuit television was Pope John XXIII. He was not amused by the treatment given to Bishop Kuehl. Pope John XXIII knew Bishop Kuehl personally. He knew that Bishop Kuehl had suffered greatly under the communists in Yugoslavia. Bishop Kuehl had been frequently interrogated by the communists in cruel ways, eventually being sentenced to 11 years of hard labor in a concentration camp in Yugoslavia. The communists even attempted to kill the bishop by placing him on a train that was deliberately wrecked in order to kill everyone on board. As a result of the wreck, the bishop's hips were shattered. After he was finally released from the concentration camp, the bishop suffered bouts of anxiety and nervousness, making it hard for him to speak without repeating himself. John XXIII knew that the bishop's presence at the council had taken much effort, and that the good bishop wanted to be there to testify that he had been spared from death through the intercession of St. Joseph. Bishop Kuehl's speech on St. Joseph nearly brought Pope John XXIII to tears and caused the Pope to act. On November 13th, 3 days after Bishop Kuehl gave his presentation on St. Joseph, Pope John XXIII decreed that the name of St. Joseph would be included in the Roman canon of the Mass. The decree went into effect on December 8, 1962. Today, the name of St. Joseph appears in all four Eucharistic prayers. This came about during the pontificates of Benedict XVI and Francis. Pope Benedict XVI intended to insert St. Joseph's name into the three other Eucharistic prayers, but it was not able to accomplish it before his abdication of the papacy on February 28, 2013. Pope Francis, fulfilling the intentions of Pope Benedict XVI, officially placed the name of St. Joseph in all the Eucharistic prayers on May 1, 2013. The next time you attend Holy Mass, listen attentively to the priest as he prays the Eucharistic prayer. Listen to hear the name of your spiritual father. In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and our Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse. Eucharistic Prayer 1, the Roman Canon. Have mercy on us all, we pray, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse. Eucharistic Prayer 2. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse. Eucharistic Prayer 3. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse. Eucharistic Prayer 4. When Pope John XXIII closed the first session of Vatican Council II and announced that the name of St. Joseph was going to be included in the canon of the Mass, a very important churchman telephoned me to say, "Congratulations." Listening to the Pope's announcement, I thought immediately of you and how happy you'd be. And indeed, I was happy. For in that conciliar gathering, which represented the whole church brought together in the Holy Spirit, there was proclaimed to the great supernatural value of St. Joseph's life. St. Jose Maria Escrivia. The Litany of St. Joseph. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ hear us. Christ graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose Blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Well, day 22 was quite the day, and I will have to say, the mirror of patience almost 2,000 years of being patient before he was inserted into the canon of the canon of the Mass. Oh my goodness, that's such a long time to be patient. And so anyway, another thing I wanted to make note of here, just from earlier on in the reading, how St. Joseph being the model of patience. And as we were reading here, you know, we know this situation that when Joseph fled to Egypt. And I guess this was something that when you read about this, it makes more sense why this would be an anxious time or a stressful, a very difficult time. You're taking your wife, you're taking not just your wife, but a newborn child, and you're going to a place that has a different language. So not only do you have the stress of a newborn child, which I can personally relate to, that would be crazy. And then you go to like Mexico or Italy or Germany, pick a country, doesn't matter, that English is not the language. I'm like double stacked with stress already. The culture, I'm sure it's different. I'm sure it's, or maybe going to like Iran or something, you know, where different language, different culture. You have the baby. The religion is different. The currency is not even understandable. And then you have to find work and food and a place to stay. I'm swimming in stress just reading this right now, as I'm kind of trying to relate to anything that would, I don't have anything to relate this to, because this is just so wild to transplant yourself and put yourself into the situation. So, I mean, present day, that's like transplanting me and my family over in one of the Middle Eastern countries where the culture is totally different. The language is bizarre. The food is probably delicious, but definitely not the American food. I would probably miss pizza and probably burgers, but I'm sure the kebabs are probably decent over there. But the culture is different. Language, clueless. Como se dice house? You know, I don't know how to, you know, can you find me a shelter? Where's the market? This sounds awful. But St. Joseph had patience to go through all of this. So, and of course, this sounds extremely challenging, but he remained peaceful. He remained kind. He remained calm and abandoned everything to the divine providence. Talk about a total surrender. Talk about a total example to look up to. And was this easy? No, absolutely not. But St. Joseph was a very patient man. And as you continue reading in this first portion here, St. Joseph will increase your patience. I think if I would have just pulled one of those multitude of stressors that St. Joseph had, just one would be enough to short circuit my patience. But in this example here, asking God for the grace to love your neighbor, be kind, be peaceful, be merciful, in such instances, imitate the patience of St. Joseph. In whatever situation that we're in, this is something to take a deep breath and reach out to St. Joseph and ask him for that help. It brings me peace just thinking about that, which is really nice. And as we go to the Roman canon, it did take quite some time for St. Joseph to finally be included in the Roman canon of the Mass. So to dovetail this off of the Mirror of Patience, I think was quite fitting. But more so, how did this become, or what was the catalyst to inserting St. Joseph into the Roman canon? This goes back to Bishop Kuehl, if I'm saying his name right, and everything that he believed and attributed to St. Joseph, he wanted to present to the cardinals and the other bishops here. And thankfully, Pope John the 23rd was able to tune in and listen to this, and listen to this heartfelt presentation, after he was ridiculed and told to end his eloquent and holy sermon about Saint Joseph, and how harsh and very mean the moderators were. But I think in this instance here, the relationship that Bishop Kuehl had with Saint Joseph, I don't even have to think twice about him considering and reaching out to Saint Joseph under this harsh criticism that he received, and Saint Joseph helping him with his patience with these people, forgiving them for bullying him, and the reward that was bestowed on him, and the gift that was given was inserting Saint Joseph into the Roman canon by Pope John the 23rd, who not only knew him but knew Bishop Kuehl personally, and took everything he said from his speech into heartfelt consideration, where it was written in here that Bishop Kuehl's speech on Saint Joseph nearly brought Pope John the 23rd to tears and caused the Pope to act. And what a moment in our history, in our church history. And to have something this profound take place in our relative lifetime, the decree went into effect on December 8th, 1962. This is not like this took place in 1219 or, 1444. This was recent time, and this is pretty darn significant that we were able to experience this in our relatively near lifetime here. So 1962 minus 30, almost 2,000 years that Saint Joseph was patient waiting for that to be inserted into the Mass. So anyway, as we close out today, another great day that we get to learn more and grow closer to our spiritual father, the mirror of patience. So tomorrow, as we enter into day 23, we'll be reviewing and learning about how Saint Joseph is known as the lover of poverty. But until then, meditate on today, pray on today, and ask Saint Joseph to grow ever closer with you, and to ask for his help and his assistance, and not just patience, but all of these titles from the litany that we were able to take a day and go through here. So in closing, thanks for listening and praying along today, and learning more about our spiritual father, and we'll pick up on day 23 tomorrow. So have a great day, and until tomorrow, take care.